Shoreline, just north of Seattle, is a classic suburb facing a very urban challenge. The good news is it's getting a light rail station at 185th Street. The bad news is that residents say its suburban soul is at risk. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports.
This is the sound of the suburbs. And this is Shoreline. Most of the city is lawns and bungalows, from its border with Seattle in the north to the Snohomish County line. The houses went up in the 50s when the area was just unincorporated King County. Suburbs keep a lawnmower shop like this one in business. Shoreline Mowers and Saws. Fix it or buy it.
You even have riding mowers?
Yeah.
This is Yentesh Gounder, the owner.
Parking space is good. We can go out, load, unload. And, I don't know, it's a small neighborhood shop.
You're smiling. Do you like this business?
Oh, yeah. I've been doing this for, say, 15, 18 years.
Now, this way of life in this neighborhood could be on its way to extinction. The decisive meeting at Shoreline City Hall. Rosalind Lehner, a resident, makes a final plea.
For me, this is my American dream. And if you rezone my home, I feel like you're stealing my American dream. So please don't.
But City Council did rezone her home, and 1,400 others. Shoreline, the city, is doing what other communities have done when light rail came to them. They're building densified housing and commercial spaces, offering people a car-free, small-scale way of life. But Shoreline is doing it on a grand scale, permitting a redevelopment area so vast it could eventually house 50,000 people. That's about as much as the population of the entire city right now.
Technically, I don't like it.
This is Yentesh Gounder at the lawnmower shop.
So I have a neighbor over here. He's trying to sell his house. I said, why do you want to do it? He goes, if they build a big apartment over here, then his property value will go down.
Well, the research that we did...
Miranda Redinger is the planner on the project, and she's come along with me to show how the city is redeveloping. She tells Gounder it's not true that property values must go down.
Property values go up. Within a quarter mile of light rail. And when you upzone, then there's more development potential, and that increases property value.
That isn't the only reason why Shoreline is proceeding with such a large redevelopment. Redinger says the Seattle area is becoming more expensive, and young families need a place to go.
You know, it's the kids that are living in Belltown right now, working for tech companies, and then they're going to settle down, they're going to get married, they're going to start looking at school districts and, you know, housing that we hope can still be reasonably affordable.
And this generation will
really want the community gathering spaces and the coffee shops and the bar they can walk to.
Shoreline is not notable for having these. So someday it will, alongside a new light rail station that will help commuters break away from their cars. We're walking on 185th, just east of the interstate, when we pass a house with a lot of children's gear on the lawn.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen here?
The Sound Transit, I believe, is going to need to buy this lot. And this will become the Kiss and Ride, the bus turnaround, all of the other pieces that come with the light rail station.
Other houses around here can eventually be redeveloped for family-sized apartments, coffee shops with French roast, and bars with growlers. The jugs for beer, not the military aircraft. And when that happens, it's actually a chance for Shoreline to gain something it has always lacked, the feeling of a downtown. I'm Carolyn Adolph in Shoreline.
This story is part of our Region of Boom project. You can see other stories and a map of places under development in the Seattle area at KUOW.org.